Let's welcome in Stephanie in Milwaukee. Hi, Stephanie. What'd you leave behind?
Okay, well, you guys always come up with the greatest topics. I love it. So I was one time attending a bachelorette party. And, of course, you know, what the bachelorette girls always have all kinds of little props, right, for their parties.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I can say this on the air, but we had an anatomically correct male pair of glasses.
Oh, okay. Nice, because anything can be turned into
sure.
a product. That's
sure.
a true story.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, so anyways, it was a pair of glasses, you know, and one of the girls was wearing them. We were out on the balcony drinking, right? And I think we're on the second floor, and the girl dropped the glasses, right? So one of the other girls, kind of drunk girls, decided she would run down and get the glasses and fall back up to us on the balcony. So, okay, she proceeds to go down to the ground and finds the glasses and throws them back up to us. However, she misses our balcony, and they land on the neighbor's balcony.
Mm.
And so we thought about it for a minute, like, okay, let's leave them there. So that's where they stayed, in on the balcony of the room next door. So I don't know what kind of chaos ensued when the people checked into their room. I don't know.
It's a welcome present, all right.
Yeah, but I'm sure there was a little laugh about that. So they were left on the balcony.
Well, I got to tell you, Steph, I would welcome just a fun tchotchke like that, if you will. Waiting,
would you?
Waiting
like,
for me.
Penis
I
glasses,
would.
Mandy? You'd be okay with that walk?
Yes.
You wouldn't ask to switch a room, really? You'd be going, oh, that's fun. I'll sleep
I
in this
would.
One.
100%. I would be like, well, they want me to wear these. I'd put them on and have a great
really?
Night.
Really? You would say, yes, I'm going to roll with this.
Yes.
To me, I thought it's one of those things you go, okay, we know stuff goes on in hotel rooms, but you don't want to actually see it. You don't want to actually see the cooks in the kitchen,
yeah,
so to speak,
exactly.
right? But you go, yes, I welcome these penis glasses.
Yes.
And I will continue on with my vacation.
I will put them on my face, and I will have a delicious beverage on my porch. Thanks, Steph. That's what I would have done.
Good phone call, Stephanie.
All
thank
right.
you. Thanks for listening.
I'm
You're
shocked
welcome.
You wouldn't wear penis
Keep
glasses,
rocking.
Born.
All right, thank you. No, I would. I think I would not.
Would you move rooms?
I don't know if I'd move rooms.
Okay, because that's
I don't
dramatic.
I don't know if I'd
that's
move rooms.
That's
I'm not a big moving
dramatic.
Room guy. I'm like, I can tolerate a lot. Some people move rooms for
sure.
no reason, really.
That's true.
Alex in Lake Geneva. Hi, Alex. What'd you leave behind?
So, oatmeal, oats overnight. I don't know if you guys ever heard about it.
Mm-hmm. All the rage.
Decided to try some and had a little sip and I was like, eh, okay. And left it in my truck. And it exploded all over my front seat.
Okay. Overnight oats all over your front seat. Also, I didn't think you were supposed to sip it. I thought it was more of a eating food.
Well, maybe you eat, drink. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a little
However
chunky, kind of like eating.
That's what I thought. I'm trying to figure out what we're talking about here of oats. And then
it's like oatmeal.
Oatmeal, but you left it and then exploded, and all the oats and oat goop is all over your car.
Oats and milk and
milk.
Sugar.
Yeah.
So
nasty.
Do you clean that or do you go to a car wash?
Well, it just happened today, so when I get home, it's getting cleaned out.
Fresh exploding oats today.
Fresh explosion. All right.
Well, man, we didn't even know that, Alex, when we decided to talk about this here today, but thanks for your contribution. get to work.
Sorry about your dashboard.
Sorry about that. So welcome in Sarah in Hartford. Hi, Sarah. What did you leave behind?
So last winter, between Christmas and New Year's that week, my son had a baseball thing down in Florida. So we went, it was beautiful weather, it rained like a whole 10 minutes the whole time we were there. On our way home, we got tired and stopped. Slept in a pretty sketchy hotel. It was late at night.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were walking to our room, there was some questionable characters out on the balcony next
sure.
to our room. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to hide my purse and hit it in, you know, I put it on the desk chair and pushed it in. Well, we wanted to get going the next morning pretty quickly, so get up, throw some clothes on, leave. About 2 hours later, we stop at the gas station. Look in the back seat. Hey, son, can you hand me my purse? No, it's not back here. And I'm like, what do you mean it's not back there?
Hit it from yourself.
Left it with the unsavorables.
I hit it from myself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Luckily, I posted on Facebook that, oh my gosh, my purse is now 2 hours south in, I forget where it was. I forget what city it was in that we had stopped, but not nice. One of my friends from Wisconsin calls me on Facebook Messenger and says, hey, we are traveling through that, you know, back to Wisconsin, that very same route. We could maybe stop and get it for you. So she was able to stop and get my purse.
And it was still there?
It was still there. The housekeeper went and found it, and it was there. And the next day when she got home, I went to pick it up, and I brought her, like, 3 bottles of wine.
Uh-huh. Yep, yep. Okay, so yeah. You clearly don't keep your car keys in your purse then.
It was a rental.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm.
And so because it's a like, normally my car keys are in my purse.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it because it was a rental, it's different, you know.
Well, Sarah, that
oh,
is...
Oh, can't lose these keys.
The story of a miracle, because that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, all the stars lined up in your favor for that one.
I know. I was like, how is this even happening right now?
Yeah, because did you post it just to vent about it? Because you could have expected
that's exactly
that
what I was doing.
Somebody to,
I was
to
like,
actually.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Take action, and then it ended up working.
Yeah.
So Facebook complaining actually did some good.
All right. That's
exactly
the one time that has ever happened in Facebook history.
That's it.
Thank
shut it,
you.
The rest of it down. That's good. Sarah, thank you for the phone call. We appreciate it.
Yep.
The Hog, hello. What did you leave behind?
I left my, at the time, my wife behind.
Okay, how'd you forget your wife, and are you still married?
I forget her. It's the old story about how my family gets together. She always didn't want to go, so she drug her feet. But I warned her one time. I said, wait, they're just going to just leave and go without you. The kids are in the vehicle. We're waiting. We just left. We went over to fight. Family shows, and they asked where she was, and that's why she's my ex-wife now, I guess.
Okay, and that's how the end began.
Yeah, I'll try to start it. I probably should have waited, but it was after so many times, just sick of waiting.
You gave her a time limit, and she didn't stick to it, and when you're ready to go, you're ready to go. Thanks for the
that's
call.
Right, was,
that actually...
Thanks, man.
That happened to me once, Bourne. I was taking my parents to dinner for their anniversary. I made the reservations. I did not get home at the time my father wanted to leave, so my dad left. And him and my mom went to the reservation. I showed up 5 minutes behind them because I needed time to just do a quick change. And he said, well, I told you when I was leaving. And I said, I'm paying for this. Like, I made this reservation. I'm taking you out. And he was like, well, I'm leaving.
You were in the house?
I was in the house.
And he left.
And he left.
Wow. Not like, I'll be there in 5 minutes. No, I'm leaving now. You were already there.
I was
and wouldn't wait for five
in
minutes.
In the house. I needed to do a quick change. And then I was going to be ready to go. And
he's
he
like,
had
no.
had it.
No. He's like, we're going.
Had it.
Get
and
to dinner.
I was there.
That's awesome.
Literally 5 minutes before them. And they, or 5 minutes after them. And we all sat at the same time. And I just kind of glared at him from across the table. And I was like, okay.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Parents are the best.